Hi, this is Ken Miller, and I have a question for you. Have you ever wondered why plants are green? I certainly have, but don't make the mistake I made in ninth grade biology. I suggested to my teacher that plants were green because they absorb green light. He laughed, because, of course, exactly the opposite is true. Plants are green because they don't absorb green light very well. They reflect it. There are two principal pigments, or light-absorbing molecules, chlorophyll A and chlorophyll B, absorb light very well in the violet and blue end of the spectrum, and they also absorb it very well in the red region. That's the other end of the spectrum. Green and yellow, the colors right in the middle, aren't absorbed very well at all, and that's why most plants are green. If you're able to go on in your study of science, you may take a course in the future in which you study the chemistry and physics of light absorption. If you get that chance, be sure to ask your instructor to explain chlorophyll. Those two peaks, one in the blue and one in the red, mean that chlorophyll has two places where it can absorb the energy of sunlight. Most pigments have just one. This makes chlorophyll an unusually versatile light absorber, perfectly suited to gather an extra large fraction of the light that reaches the Earth's surface, and it helps to explain one of the big ideas in biology, how organisms gather and transform energy.